This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. What follows now is, on the face of it, a story about beer, which is fine and all. It's summer. It's hot. Nothing like a cold one to pass the time. But really, it's a story about entrepreneurship and knowing your market and knowing your product. A story that happens to feature as the product, craft beer. Quite literally, just across town from Marketplace World headquarters here in L.A. sits Golden Road, a brewery and accompanying brew pub that opened in October 2011. Tony Yanow and Meg Gill are the founders, the quite insistent founders, I should say.
We need a beer in your hand.
Yeah, not while I'm working. Unlike you, my job doesn't actually encourage me to
Well, we have a 3.8 session IPA. I heard you're an IPA guy.
I am an IPA guy.
I can get you a small one if you want.
All right, give me a small one.
All right.
All right. I'm doing this for Marketplace.
Cheers.
Cheers.
3 years ago, this was an empty warehouse, right?
It was an empty warehouse with nothing in it at all.
And now you have a fully functioning brewery, a whole line of beers, a restaurant and a brew pub set up. I mean, it's the speed at which this has happened is kind of amazing.
We have a lot of people that work really hard to make this happen every day, and Meg and I have been dedicated to it for, I mean, it must be close to 4 years now.
Yeah, we knew, you know, there was a lot of opportunity within craft beer.
Yeah.
But within a niche within craft beer, Los Angeles
that's like microscopic.
Well,
I mean, it's a big market.
You think about that, but there's 6 million barrels of beer sold in L.A. County a year. If we were to do 0.5% of that, we'd be selling 300,000 barrels of beer, which this facility can't even do a third of that. So this market is enormous.
So there's upside potential. Is that what I hear?
Yes.
Lurking deep in some cold black corner of every craft brewer's heart has to be Sam Adams, which was maybe the craft brewer of record back in the day in this country, and now is just another beer company. How worried are you that as fast as you're growing? I mean, this is one of those questions I know the answer to before I ask, but
first of all, I think there has to be a distinction between our sizes, right?
Well, yeah, but when Sam Adams was you guys, he was
35 years ago.
That's what I'm saying.
I'll be old and dead by then. I'm not worried about it now.
Speak for yourself.
I think that Jim Cook and that company is of the most talented businesses in America, and they have brought craft beer back to America, you know, and they're 2.5 million barrels, and they're still growing, you know, 20%, and they're a public company, and they're still craft, you know, so we are.
There are those who would argue with that, including me.
It's
on the shelf next to Budweiser.
Under the Brewers Association definition.
All right.
Boston beer is absolutely craft beer.
Right.
And, you know, as far as us kind of getting too big for our boots, we're already too big for our boots in some accounts. You know, you're never going to please everyone. I was at a restaurant late last night in downtown L.A., and they had 4 beers on draft. And those 4 beers, they will not put us on draft because we're over 1,000 barrels.
Wow, okay? Which is nothing.
So some restaurants now just want, you know, nano breweries, and that's fine.
That just must make you shake your head and go, come on.
You can't win. You try to service the customers
right.
who want your beer, and you try to help kind of bring them all the latest and the greatest and help them come into craft beer.
I went down to San Diego like 4 years ago and spent a morning with Greg Koch at Stone. And one of the things we talked about 4 years ago was the idea of a craft beer bubble. You guys are now buying into that bubble, if you were. I mean, you know, the Brewers Association will tell you craft beers are up 40-something percent in 2013. You're worried about that?
Well, I would say at some point, the rate of growth of or expansion of into new breweries has to stop because eventually you have more breweries than people. So somewhere between now and then, it will stop. But the real question is, can you put the toothpaste back in the tube? Are people going to just say, you know what, we don't want good, interesting flavors. We just want
lousy, fizzy yellow water?
Yeah.
No,
and
come on.
You know what? And there's a market for that, no doubt. I mean, that's still 93% of the market or whatever
yeah.
it is. That's what they're drinking. And God bless them. Good. You know, that's not what we're doing. We are a local expression. Like, we're making beer that the people here want, that we want to drink, that we want to make. And What I do know is that people who like our beer and people who like craft beer like our beer, and they're not going to stop liking our beer. You know, like, if it, we make good beer.
Before we go, remind me what we're drinking. I had a what?
You're drinking, I think, Wolf Among Weeds. Oh, no, you're drinking
no,
Across this the Pond.
Across the Pond.
You're drinking Across the Pond.
Across the Pond.
Yeah, it's a low ABV session IPA. It's real easy to drink, but has a real nice floral, pungent hot aroma.
You had something out of the tank.
I am currently drinking Heal the Bay IPA.
There you go.
Between you and me, we have my two favorite. These are the two beers that are on tap at my house right now.
On tap at my house. He owns a brewery. They're on tap at my house.
These are probably the two most unavailable beers also to advertise on national radio.
That's all right.
So I love them all.
You can't get them anywhere.
And what were you
house?
Point the Way IPA, our flagship, our bread and butter, 40% of our business.
Wow.
Easy drinking, West Coast dry IPA.
Thanks, you guys, so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.